Thanks so much for joining us here on KFFB's Open Mic, day number two, and we're talking with Congressman French Hill on KFFB's Open Mic, and we're going to open up on this Christmas Eve, and French, it's called the Golden Fleece Award, and what better thing to talk about than the spirit of giving, way people have been taking, actually more than giving.
Oh my gosh, Bob, great to be back with you, and happy Christmas Eve to you and all your listeners. Yeah, I started as soon as I got in Congress back in January, been there a year. I started handing out Golden Fleece Awards because I was inspired by old Senator Proxmire from Wisconsin that tracked down people who waste our hard-earned taxpayer money on stupid ideas. I've given one out every month, and you know, I like to put coal in the stockings of the executive branch agencies that mess up like this and waste our money. So two of them have had bills introduced to change the behavior, one of which has already been signed by President Obama. The government jacked up the salaries of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac executives. These are the mortgage agencies that helped cause the 2008 crisis. They moved their salary to something like $4 million a year each, and they're still owned by the government. They've never been turned back over to the private sector. So they got a Golden Fleece Award, and with my friend Congressman Royce from California, a bill was passed, which now took their salaries back down to a few hundred thousand dollars where they were, and put them in the woodshed and saved taxpayers that money. And the second one was we gave a Golden Fleece to HUD, Housing and Urban Development, because they don't count how much income you make once you get in a public housing unit. This is crazy. They find out how much income you have when you sign the lease to go in public housing, but they don't monitor it. And up in New York, I found that there were 300,000 people on a waiting list, but they had people in public housing units making $500,000 a year. Crazy.
That is crazy.
And so we introduced a bill in the Congress in my committee, the Financial Services Committee, led by my friend Blaine Lukemeyer from Missouri, and we're going to block that kind of crazy behavior. And it passed in the committee and is headed to the floor of the House. So that's just an example that Golden Fleece Awards are a way to call attention to bad behavior by government and get change. That's why I do them.
You know, you got them at the end of each month. You come out with one. We've already done for November and October. And December, you haven't decided yet, but you got a desk full to go through, which is kind of sad in some ways that we have to continue this. But it's been a great program to get people waking up saying, this is completely idiotic.
Yeah, we'll call you next week before New Year's Eve and let you know who the lucky winner is.
All right. Well, let's talk about it this Christmas Eve. Christmas traditions. You've shared with us about the 4th of July and traditions that you remember as a kid and what you guys did. Well, talk about what the Hill family's like around Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Well, Christmas Eve is always a very important time for my mom. She used to always have us over to her house for Christmas Eve with a lot of traditions, and she loved it. And we lost her to cancer about 3 years ago, and so this Christmas Eve, our family's going over to my cousin's house and have a big dinner and enjoy Christmas Eve. And we'll be thinking about my mom and her affection for the big meal of the holiday being Christmas Eve instead of Christmas Day. And then we'll just have breakfast food around our house, and my dad will come over Christmas Day, and we'll spend early morning together. And he's getting ready to turn 90. We have to figure out what he wants to do on the old church schedule on if we're going to go to church on Christmas Eve or go to church Christmas morning. We kind of let the 90-year-old give us his preference.
That's fantastic. Congressman French Hill, thanks for taking time and being with us here. I know on this Christmas Eve, a lot of things going on, and hope you enjoy your time with your family.
Well, Merry Christmas. Good luck in all the things you have on your plate. I love being on the show, and I look forward to talking to you in the new year.